Do I have to change? The short answer is no. Change may be defined as giving a different position, course, or direction to. Most people recognize the inherent difficulty in the concept of change. Consideration for giving a different direction to how we live is unfortunately often encountered under forced decision, such as when we have an acute medical condition that contributes to a decline in the overall quality of our health. This is often seen when someone suffers the ill fate of long-standing patterns that aren't healthy. The most difficult part of living better is finding a way to do so that doesn't compromise your current quality of life. The need for balance as you transition to something better needs to be understood. Many will try and fail for the sole reason they do so with the intention to change, but to something so drastically different that they can only tolerate the extreme change for a short while. Finding middle ground, not calling it change, but deciding to transition, will increase significantly the likelihood of eventual and permanent change. I'd encourage a transition, a movement from one stage to another one, so that the process is more gradual, subtle, and increases the likelihood that the newer behavior, choice, or decision has a higher probability of success. Let's not suddenly change, but transition from where we are today to something just slightly better. After that sinks in and becomes habit, we'll circle back at a scheduled time to do it again. After several subtle transitions, we will find that we have truly changed, and in that we will be amazed at what we have accomplished. If you would like to share your thoughts or successes, please do so now by clicking on SpeakPipe below and recording them. Let us know what you think.